This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
We are hearing more and more these days about the increased appetite for dairy products in Southeast Asia. And the U.S. dairy industry is capitalizing on that by partnering with a group in Singapore. And joining us, Secretary Tom Vilsack, President and CEO of the U.S. Dairy Export Council, to tell us more about this exciting partnership with the Food Innovation and Resource Center at Singapore Polytechnic. So, Tom, thanks for joining us today. Tell us about this partnership and how it came to be.
Well, we have a goal of increasing dairy exports globally from 15% of production to 20%. And clearly, Southeast Asia is ripe for export expansion. It's got a young, growing population, a rising middle class, high tourism traffic, and there is an opportunity for East meets West cuisine to be established. But to do that, we have to have presence, we have to have people, and we have to have partnerships. And the partnership with the Food Innovation Research Center gives us a chance to reach out to food manufacturers in Southeast Asia, food and beverage industry in that area, food service operators and import distributors, to show them what you can do with U.S. dairy, specifically proteins and ingredients. Also an opportunity for, obviously, for us to showcase our American cheeses as well.
The U.S. Dairy Export Council, not new to Southeast Asia. You've been, what, there since the late 90s, huh?
We've been in Southeast Asia, but frankly, our competitors have been there for a lot longer and have much deeper relationships and presence. That's why it's important to establish these relationships. It's also important for us to have more people on the ground. That's why we recently hired Martin Teo, who is an application specialist, to work with the food industry in Singapore. That's the innovation hub for Southeast Asia. It's the opportunity for us to use Singapore as a sort of a gateway to Southeast Asia to sell products in Indonesia, Malaysia, Thailand, Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, etc. And it's an opportunity for us to really showcase the functionality, the nutritional value, the sensory attributes of U.S. dairy, and to make sure that people understand and appreciate the multiple uses that U.S. dairy ingredients and proteins can be used for.
The appetite a little bit different in Southeast Asia. Are the dairy products about the same, or is there more demand for one?
It's across the board. We had a chance to showcase American cheeses at the World Gourmet Summit for 30 days working with top chefs in that area to showcase how they might be able to use American cheeses in their recipes. We have a USA cheese seminar coming up in the region to showcase our cheese. But at the same time, there's also a chance for us to be involved in the snack business, in the food and beverage business, with the use of dairy ingredient in snack foods and beverages. And there's obviously a significant health and wellness fitness craze going on globally. And that really ties into the important role that proteins play, particularly for those who are health conscious. And again, U.S. dairy has the opportunity to really make the case that we have a stable supply, we have a safely produced supply, and we have a sustainably produced supply of all of that.
To the dairy farmer out there, you know, margins are tight right now, but there is some demand out there when it comes to dairy products outside of the country.
It is. And, you know, 15 years ago, we were very much a domestic-focused industry. It made sense. But the reality is 95% of the world's consumers live outside the U.S., and we're beginning to see a more keen interest in U.S. dairy across the board in Southeast Asia, in China, Korea, Japan, as well as the Middle East, North Africa, Mexico, and Latin America. So there's no reason why we shouldn't play to our strength. The reality is we've got the best dairy farmers in the world. They continue to produce more milk, and we've got to find a home for it. And one way to find a home for it is by making sure that people around the world understand how many different ways you can use U.S. dairy to make delicious, nutritious food.
A lot of opportunity with businesses in that region to partner with this growing success in infusing dairy into the Southeast Asian cuisine.
Well, it's an opportunity for companies that are currently in the region to work at the center, to work in concert with us, to research new products, to figure out how to basically utilize ingredients, proteins more effectively to meet the Asian taste, the Asian demand. It's an opportunity for companies as well to work with us as we do training missions, bringing folks from Southeast Asia to the United States to learn more about how we produce and how we process dairy. We just recently had a permeate workshop. It's an opportunity for us to, again, showcase this important ingredient that can be used to substantially increase protein. So a lot of opportunity here, a lot of companies currently in the area, in the region, very interested in doing business. And now this gives us a platform, a location to showcase, to research, to innovate, all of which I think will result in increased sales, which will help us deal with the ever-increasing supply of milk that our farmers are producing.
Tom Vilsack is President and CEO of the U.S. Dairy Export Council. Thanks for joining us on this weekend. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.